This is the ERBB signaling pathway showing the screen hit data from the SUM225 cell line. As mentioned in the narrative, SUM225 cells have an amplification and overexpression of the HER2 or ERBB2 oncogene. As you can see from this KEG pathway diagram, ERBB2 was indeed a strong hit in our functional shRNA screen. Again, this gene is highly amplified and overexpressed. Also, as mentioned, the neighboring GRAB7 gene, though not shown on this pathway, was also amplified, overexpressed, and a hit in the functional screen. Looking at the bottom of the KEG pathway, you can see that ERBB2 is linked to PI3 kinase, which was a hit in the screen. In this case, it was the canonical PIK3CA gene that was a hit, and linked to mTOR, also a hit in the screen. The other surprising aspect of this result has to do with the neuregulin 3 gene, which, as shown in the pathway, was a hit in the screen. Now, this is interesting because the overwhelming data from our lab and others is that when ERBB2 or HER2 is amplified and overexpressed, it does not require ligand for its activation. As a result, we were very surprised to find neuregulin to be a hit in this functional screen, as it is a known activator of ERBB2. It will be interesting to carry out further work to truly understand the functional importance of neuregulin in activating ERBB2 in these breast cancer cell lines.